Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The fixer is now the talker. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump's former lawyer gives his first interview since being sentenced to 3 years in prison.
I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
Michael Cohen tells ABC News the president directed him to make or orchestrate payments to silence women who claimed to have sexual relationships with him years earlier.
He was very concerned about how this would affect the election.
Cohen also pleaded guilty to lying to Congress about his Russia contract. There's a new investigation into the president's inaugural committee after the election. The Wall Street Journal reports federal prosecutors looking into if some of the record $107 million raised was misspent.
The investigation will reportedly also look at whether any donations came from people looking to gain influence or access to the new administration. The inaugural committee says it was in full compliance. Finances were fully audited internally and independently.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. The president remains in a standoff with Democrats and Congress over the wall. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
President Trump in a video posted on Twitter says that he's prepared to shut down part of the federal government if he doesn't get money from Congress to build that border wall with Mexico.
The Democrats are absolute hypocrites. All along, they've been supporting walls and supporting fences and supporting all sorts of border security.
And this reaction from Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If we wind up with a shutdown, it will be entirely the president's fault.
The president pledged to do whatever it takes to get border security a week from a crucial deadline for a partial government shutdown to begin. Dave?
John, we're learning about an illegal immigrant's death last week. The Washington Post reports it was a young girl, 7, who died of dehydration and shock 8 hours after she was among a large group captured in New Mexico. The Border Patrol says the girl didn't eat or have any water for days before they were taken into custody. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same. But while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The FBI is trying to figure out who sent all those email bomb threats, scaring people in places all across the country yesterday, causing some evacuations.
The awkwardly written and kind of formal emails demanded $20,000 in Bitcoin in order to not detonate explosives inside buildings. Hundreds of schools, government agencies, and businesses received them. San Francisco Police Sergeant Michael Andrzejczyk said some places in their city did evacuate.
You might have seen police dogs, their explosive detection canines that were used in at least some of the locations to do a search for possible explosive devices. And again, no suspicious devices have been found.
Locations in L.A., Seattle, Miami, Atlanta, and New York also received the threats. A separate bomb threat was called in to Columbine High School, but thankfully nothing was found. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A police officer killed in the line of duty in Georgia last night after the guy he pulled over fled the traffic stop. The officer ran after him, but the suspect pulled out a gun and shot him. Later, other officers caught up to him, and he opened fire again, critically wounding a police dog. Then he was shot and later died. Kids are not getting up early to go to classes in a middle school in Indiana today. It's closed the day after an attack was likely thwarted.
Police and officials at Dennis Intermediate School in Richmond were alerted that an armed person was heading to the school with the intention of hurting people. Authorities saying the 14-year-old suspect killed himself after exchanging gunfire with police.
I don't understand now. I didn't understand before. I'm not sure we're ever going to understand why this continues to happen.
State Police Superintendent Doug Carter.
This is not okay.
The boy was not a current student at the school. No one else was injured. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
China is going to suspend a 25% tariff on American-made cars, part of the ceasefire between the U.S. and China in the trade war as they try to work out an agreement. But there's worry on Wall Street about economic weakness in China and in Europe, so Dow futures are down more than 200 points ahead of the opening bell next hour. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's Friday. Our local news brought to you by Logic, a smarter way to work and play. Your everyday community, 1807 South Neal Street, Champaign. Child care, restaurant, fitness, and workplace. Visit LODGIC.org.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Email threats caused evacuations and building sweeps across the country Thursday, including central Illinois. The city of Urbana, Decatur Memorial Hospital, Decatur Manor Healthcare, and three businesses in Champaign got multiple email threats. Police investigated each incident but found them not credible. USA Today reported late Thursday the threats were a cyber hoax. Central Illinois blood donors are asked to help a 2-year-old Florida girl diagnosed with cancer. She needs transfusions but has a rare blood type. Donors must have parents who are 100% Pakistani, Iranian, or Indian, and must have an O or A blood type. Urbana police are reportedly investigating after a man was shot in the arm on South Smith Road near Lantern Hill Drive. Investigators say the victim is an unidentified 24-year-old Urbana man. He remains in serious condition while the investigation is ongoing. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Logic, an all-new kind of everyday community that makes sense for you. Drop in for the kids to have a safe childcare option to learn and play. As you stay focused nearby in the building with workspace and meeting areas to get the job done, you'll have the flexibility you need to thrive and prosper and keep your energy up with wholesome food options or get in a good workout in their fitness rooms, all under one roof. Logic, an inspiring community for work, play, food, and fun. 1807 South Neal, corner of Neal and St. Mary. Online at LODGIC.org.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 Friday and weekend weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, they have two locations. Village at the Crossing, that's Windsor and Duncan out in Champaign, West Champaign. And Cunningham at Kerr in Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com.
Mild conditions as we get around today with the temperature at 44 now, up to 47, down to 37 tonight. Rain likely and some fog issues this morning. We've got a 30% chance of rain in the morning tomorrow. High 44 expected, down to 28 Saturday night. Sunshine Sunday, high 47. Again, 44, fog and mist. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, Michael Cohen, the president's attorney, speaking out on ABC with George Stephanopoulos on how bad a man he is and how he should take responsibility. I think Michael Cohen taped his client. What kind of lawyer tapes you just in case? I'm not sure. I do know that his advisor is Lanny Davis. Lanny Davis is one of the number one Clinton loyalist, former Clinton attorney and Clinton loyalist. Lanny Davis is now advising Michael Cohen. Okay.
Wow.
Great. Yeah, so I wonder if there's any...
it's sort of a reality TV script going on.
It kind of is. Kind of is. So there is that out there this morning. And again, whether to impeach this president. Border wall stuff. Government shuts down in a week. The problem is every Democrat has said, sure, we want. In fact, a few months ago, they said $25 billion. Now it's $1.3. It isn't anything to do with security. It has everything to do with Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's a power play.
It can't let him win anything. That's why I said, you know, you go through this, somebody's going to give you $4 million by next Thursday, and then you claim victory. High five everybody, big press conference, we got it, we figured out how to build it for less. Thank you, Nancy. Oh, just a bunch of politics. That's all it is. Can't let Donald Trump win anything. And my son Nathaniel evacuated yesterday at his business.
Uh-oh.
Went across the street to the church, was out of his office for 90 minutes because all the bomb threats. Here's what I don't get. You got somebody doing a spam of bomb threats across this nation. At least ask for more than $20,000. It's not even worth our time. Let's go. Put a bigger number on that. So they wanted Bitcoin, which is kind of untraceable. It's
right.
Currency you can get into and lose everything kind of thing. Anyway, thankfully hoax. But, again, when to take them seriously, when not to.
Mm-hmm.
Can't make that mistake. So there's that yesterday, but he was in Chicago, and we had one in Urbana and Decatur and everything else.
That's right.
Mass spam bomb threats. everywhere. Okay, News Gazette got it right. Heartbreak last night in Minneapolis. I mean, what it tells you is, I mean, you saw how good Illinois was the first two games.
Yeah.
And then with each passing moment, the pressure built.
Yeah.
Nebraska has been there four straight times as a defending national championship. They've all been there.
Yeah, they know how to deal with that.
Sometimes in golf, it's hard to win until you go through that finishing hole a few times. It's just hard. Our ladies were hitting balls they just hadn't hit like that all year. In the fifth set, we had three service errors in a row. And it was 5-5. We had three service errors, so we were right there. And then the replay on our Castanelli.
The challenge.
It was 12-12, and then it went 13-11. That was it.
I know.
It had me. And you know what? It looked like her finger vibrated.
I don't know. I didn't think so.
I don't know if the whole hand wouldn't have vibrated. It was really hard, and I don't know how they could say that's conclusive.
I don't either.
I think it probably should have stayed 12-12. It was really, it was a rough way to lose, but a terrific year. Doesn't feel like that. Believe me, they're waking up half sick this morning because of the loss.
Right.
But a fantastic year. Next week, we'll look back, and I think that, you know, we lose Jordan Poulter and Allie, and you don't replace those ladies very easily, but this volleyball team has it. By my count, they're going to have like seven seniors.
We've got some talent.
Got some talent, but they're all going to be seniors. I mean, a lot of seniors. Just Jacqueline Quaid has weaknesses, but when she gets that swing, good night.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Nebraska had, you know, a couple of really good players. And I think Stanford's going to school Nebraska. Kevin Hamley's going to win a national title. Stanford's in a different league. They would have beat us. I mean, you can always win, but that team had 17 blocks. They averaged 9. They just dominated BYU in 3. So I think Kevin Hamley, who we all like, we're just rooting for Chris Thomas, our volleyball coach, and our ladies. It was a wonderful run, but it was disappointing last night because
yes,
we were up 2-0. And that third game was 23-23. Let's close it out.
Right.
And it just felt like it was getting more tense. A couple of those kids just, hey, listen, you just got to get through it, and we'll be better for it the next time around. And listen, we'll be a Final Four contender next year, I think. I think we're going to be very, very good at volleyball next year again. So congratulations to Chris Thomas, the Wizard of Huff Hall, and the fantastic volleyball team.
And, of course, the welcome back is at Huff Hall Sunday at 1.
Yeah, 1 o'clock on Sunday if you're interested in attending, of course, free. And I would think there'll be a nice crowd for that because of all the moments they gave us and a nice long winning streak. You know, Nebraska coming into that semifinal had not even lost a game. 3-0. They dominated everybody getting there. So they've been playing great.
Mm-hmm.
And they find themselves down 2-0. And the bench from where, you know, Chris Thomas learned so much on the Nebraska bench. Mm-hmm. We were all friendlies, and he probably helped recruit some of those
mm-hmm.
kids. Anyway, it was last night in Minnesota. The Illini lose in 5. Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was, again, fabulous year. Fabulous year. Winter baseball meetings are over. We have the Cardinal Caravan January 18 at the I Hotel presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. No, we don't know who's coming till the first of the year. And then we'll get the announcement. We've had some good players come through. I mean, a couple of years ago was Carlos Martinez. We've had Colton Wong was scheduled the year we had the ice storm.
That's right.
So I think we'll get somebody good. Last year was Paul DeJong. So, I mean, they send good people to Champaign. So we'll get a name that you'll know for the caravan on January 18 at the I Hotel at noon. And, again, we'll let you know when we know what they've got from the standpoint of players. It's always fun. And the Cardinals, I don't think, are done dealing. A few minor moves over the week, but Cubs have been really quiet. No Bryce Harper news, no Manny Machado, the big free agents. Cardinals are probably going to add a reliever, and they're still dangling Jose Martinez, a very good hitter but not a great fielder out there, to teams for a reliever. That's what I've been reading. All right, if you want to text in, 359-2255, that's the same as our phone line. We're going to do a phone line giveaway in 15 minutes. Got anybody that might be interested in the Cardinal calendar?
Yeah.
Stand by.
take care of our Christmas shopping.
Little Christmas
bit
giveaway
for
coming
our
up.
St. Louis Cardinal fan.
Yeah. So stand by for that opportunity. Quarter after 7, ESPN 93.5, Friday morning, December 14. Let's check sports headlines.
FightingIllini.com reads, after a strong start, Illinois lost a tough five-set match to defending national champions Nebraska in the NCAA national semifinal. 22-25, 16-25, 25-23, 25-20, and then 15-11 in front of 17,808 fans at the Target Center in Minneapolis. The Fighting Illini jumped out with a two-set lead. Cornhuskers battled back to tie the match and then force a fifth set. Chris Thomas's words are awesome to his team, too. So, of course, junior Jacqueline Quaid, senior Jordan Poulter, all getting pats on the back. Quaid coming away with 28 kills.
Yeah, and Jordan Poulter set her up time after time.
Yeah.
They knew she was the finisher. They wanted to get her the ball as much as possible. Jordan Poulter leaves in 2 weeks for her professional volleyball career. She's graduating, and she's done.
Right.
So good for her.
So great Bastinelli stuff from our Fighting Illini.
Oh, yeah. Allie Bastinelli graduates in May.
Uh-huh.
And then we have another senior on the squad. Didn't play a lot. But all in all, volleyball's the deal, man. They had a wonderful year.
32-4 overall. Nebraska moves on, faces Stanford. Of course, that's Kevin Hambley's team. Nebraska 29-6. Go for their sixth, advancing into the title match. So that's what we've got. And it's just kind of a letdown today. But again, orange and blue, wear it. 1 o'clock, Huff Hall, as we welcome them back
Sunday.
On Sunday.
Yep.
L.A. Chargers beat
amazing.
The Kansas City Chiefs 29-28. Chiefs started out real strong.
It was the first time Andy Reid, the coach of the Chiefs, has ever lost a fourth quarter 14-point lead. He's never lost that. 39-0. And the Chargers came roaring back. It was 4th and 8. It was under a minute to go, and they threw a pass. Great catch, great throw. And then with 8 seconds left, corner of the end zone. And then they go for two.
Right.
And they get it.
Yes.
It was remarkable. The Chargers having quite a year now.
Yeah, they are. And, of course, the Bears hosting the Packers is what's really trending here in the Midwest for that game Sunday at Soldier Field at noon. So we're looking forward to that. Games in Mexico. The first one had Orlando over the Bulls, 97-91. On to the NHL. Colorado is at St. Louis to take on the Blues tonight. And the Winnipeg Jets are in Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. That's what I got for sports.
All right, and again, Illinois basketball, 1 o'clock tomorrow. Get it going. Women after that. Nancy Faye's team's off to a better start this year, that's for sure. And our guys will try and get their fourth win of the year. The schedule has been brutal. East Tennessee State is a good basketball team. We'll try and win that tomorrow at 1. Do you know if your place of work is clean and you got all those flu things wiped off? Why don't you go to CMI? They got solutions and expertise. They'll tell you about the Checkmate system, electrostatic sprayer. Keep your workout gym, office, school, public transportation, or very hot radio boards nice and clean. They have this fully charged droplets that hit the surface that create an even spread, ensuring the top, bottom, and back side of the surface completely covered. Stay ahead of flu season. Call CMI today. Find out more about the world's number one electrostatic cleaning tool, 359-6262. Say hey to Betsy and Brad Parks, CMIClean.com. CMIClean.com. All right, it is Friday morning. Good to have you listening. Our weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at WattsCopy.com.
Rain likely, mainly before 11 a.m., patchy fog before noon. Otherwise, some clouds, high near 46, down to 36 this evening. We've got a 30% chance of rain, mainly after midnight, and that carries into Saturday morning's forecast. High 44 tomorrow, down to 28, partly cloudy by Saturday night. Make way for Sunday. Sunshine Sunday through Tuesday as we get up into the mid-40s.
What?
Right down the temperatures at 45. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, because we were talking about 10 degrees and a wind chill of zero a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so 45 and sunny. Are you kidding?
I know. It's 10 degrees higher than we're used to.
It's what we want.
This time of year.
Happy.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. It's just making I don't think I need a coat.
I'm thinking about putting more decorations out there.
Well, there you go. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer. Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob. He's at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Stand by. Remember our phone number. If you like Cardinals, Cardinal Calendars.
From the Fox Business Network, Dow futures are lower as we head towards the open. One reason, signs of slowing growth in China, the world's second biggest economy. A potential trade war is also affecting investors. The Trump administration will reportedly make it official that a tariff hike on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods will be put off until March 1st, and China says it will suspend additional tariffs on U.S. made vehicles and auto parts for 3 months as the two countries try to reach a trade deal. We know that Amazon is coming to Queens, New York, and to Virginia. There's now a report that some workers at the company's new fulfillment center in Staten Island want to form a union. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Celebrate Stone Creek Golf Club's 20th season with a yearly membership pass now on sale. For wintertime dining, enjoy Addie's Bar and Grill. It's open to the public year-round. Make daily lunch or dinner an occasion with party and event rooms for your friends and clients. Their warm atmosphere and 11 TVs for viewing sports makes dining an inviting alternative. Delicious entrees, sandwiches, and appetizers with drinks make Addie's your favorite neighborhood eatery. Take some time to dine off South Windsor in Urbana.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
Doesn't like Mannheim Steamroller.
That's right.
December 14, ESPN 93.5. Public still pick up some good apple pie out at Curtis Orchard, can't they?
Apple pie, cherry pie, peach pie.
Pecan.
Pumpkin, blackberry cobbler.
Ooh, you got a lot of different choices, I know that.
Going to a holiday party or, you know, going to a holiday supper, maybe you should just bring the dessert from Curtis Orchard. Order now, CurtisOrchard.com. You can also get the filling if you'd like to make your famous crust. Make it super easy by just taking a jar of their peach, filling and just put it in the pie and it's easy peasy. You can also get a frozen one. They've got their award-winning apple cider. Of course, the apple crisp donuts are something that you can start your morning with, especially when it's cooler outside. It just kind of makes everything come together in the kitchen. Also, they have their apple butter and preserves, jams and jellies, salsa, barbecue sauce, salad dressings, popcorn products, homemade pasta, gift cards, unique kids' toys. They've got the craft sets. CurtisOrchard.com for details. They are open from 9 to 5:30 until December 23rd on Sundays from 11 to 5.
Okay, if you really want to get your financial success charted in 2019, today's the day. Now it's time to organize, plan your financial future. A few tips from Busey and their experienced professionals at Busey Wealth Management. Tax planning, you have till the 31st to kind of button all that up. Maximize your tax deductions across the board. Plan your tax strategy for 2019. If you're self-employed, there are business expenses that can be deducted. Charitable contributions, got to do that by the end of this month. College planning, a whole bunch of options. The 529 plans, for example, offer tax breaks, and most let you save over $250,000 per beneficiary. Retirement planning, evaluate when you're able to retire. And then wealth transfer, effective estate planning can be very advantageous for your family. Start year-end planning today with the experienced professionals at Busey Wealth Management to get and stay financially fit through 2019 and beyond. Call 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com, Busey Wealth Management, solutions for your lifetime. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. So we are hearing all kinds of word out of China about their economy, about this trade war, all these things that, you know, they're lowering the tariffs that they imposed on our cars and car parts temporarily. I will be on the ground in Shanghai for you, giving you a report or two when we are leaving for Asia. We're doing an Asia cruise. I, along with the family, leading this for Stevie J Travel, our travel company that focuses on groups, and we are going to Asia. So I will be checking in with Diane at various parts of China and Japan and Korea, Hong Kong. How about Vietnam?
Mm.
And Bangkok and Singapore. I mean, it's the best of Neil Diamond. These are the big cities over there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited to visit, but I will be on with you daily. From there, we're on a Princess cruise ship, and it's called Grand Asia. And we're excited to do that, looking forward to that. But I'll give you some updates on what I'm feeling on the ground. I think Shanghai is 24 million people.
Wow.
Isn't New York 14?
Right.
So I believe, and there are some interesting things like, I can't leave the province of Shanghai. I do not have the proper interior visa. I have my passport. Because I'm leaving from their port, I can stay about 4 days. We're staying 2 days.
You're right, 24 million people.
Yeah, when we get to Ho Chi Minh City, which is Saigon, Vietnam, we are 3 miles from the city center, and it's a two-hour drive. How's that?
Huh.
I think there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And in Vietnam, we can't get off the ship unless you get another visa. And so the ship has the visas for the day covered if you buy what's called shore excursion. But that's real tight, and we're advised to carry our passport wherever we go. So this will be a little different. This isn't St. Thomas and St. John's. This is a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So we're really excited.
What a great opportunity, you know, though, to see a part of the world that you just don't get to see right now.
We've never done that. Anyway, so that'll be coming up first of the year, and we'll be updating daily from there. All right. I have Cardinal calendars. Is anyone interested? We're going to do this one on the phone. Actual voice. And I know you have hands free, so that's cool. Just, if you want to get in, I'd recommend calling now, 359-2255. We'll kind of go cha-ching, cha-ching through them pretty quickly. And the question will be, who's it for? And if you're a Cardinal fan, I'm going to ask you, what else do the Cardinals need to do?
Uh-huh.
These are fabulous, glossy Cardinal calendars, a rich tradition in Cardinal Nation. And if you want to try and get in, now's your moment to call and hold a spot till we get through the news here. 359-2255. This one on the phone is the same as the text line. 359-2255. I am doing a Cardinal calendar release because Christmas is 11 days.
Right.
And you need a gift. And these are $20 glossy calendars. And we love you a lot.
So. There you go.
And had they not signed Paul Goldschmidt, I probably wouldn't have ordered them. What a fair weather fickle. It's 7:30. News is next.
Be the hit of game day with Hickory River Smokehouse. Every get-together needs ribs, beef brisket, wings, and pulled pork. There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Throw in some of their famous sides, and it's a party. Whether you're feeding just the kids or the entire gang, you are covered. Call ahead and pick up on game day. Your guests will thank you. In Springfield, Urbana, Peoria, Decatur, and at HickoryRiver.com.
News. I'm Lillian Wu.
I am done with the lying. I am done being loyal to President Trump.
Former personal attorney Michael Cohen speaking out for the first time since being sentenced, telling ABC's Good Morning America then-candidate Trump directed him to buy the silence of two women who'd said they'd had affairs with him. The president insisting to Fox's Harris Faulkner.
I never directed him to do anything wrong. Whatever he did on his own. He's a lawyer.
A Georgia police officer shot to death during a traffic stop. The suspect, fleeing, was chased by other officers. He then shot a police canine.
Several officers returned fire. The suspect received several gunshot wounds, was transported to an area hospital where he also died as a result of his injuries.
DeKalb County Police Chief James Conroy, the police dog is in critical condition. This is Fox News.
Our local news brought to you by OSF Ergo delivers quick, convenient, urgent care at the speed of you. So you can get in, get out, and get on with your day. They look like beautiful offices. OSF Ergo offers two locations in Champaign on North Prospect near Walmart. And on South Neal by Harvest Market, I think they accept all insurances, including Health Alliance, but they're going to take you into a suite area so you're not sitting around all the sick people. OSF Ergo.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A local Holiday Village needs a new home. Holiday Wonderland was in Urbana's Lincoln Square Mall for several years, but the tradition that benefits the American Cancer Society has been canceled. Folks enjoyed looking at hundreds of lighted houses, and donations went to the American Cancer Society, raising about $2,500 each year. The Urbana Fire Department has joined the Champaign Squad among the top-rated first responders in the nation. Urbana joins just 305 of more than 46,000 departments nationwide to have earned a Class 1 rating from the Insurance Services Office. A Danville man with a history of convictions dating to 1990 was sentenced Thursday to 2 years probation over the prosecutor's objection after his arrest for driving erratically in Champaign March 10. 57-year-old Francis Trussell pleaded guilty in October to unlawful possession of methamphetamine. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
With two convenient locations in Champaign, OSF Ergo is redefining the urgent care experience. Specially designed for busy individuals and families, you get the exact care and service you need without sacrificing time or quality. At OSF Ergo, we can treat your mild illness or injury and have you out the door quickly at an affordable cost. OSF Ergo accepts a number of insurance plans, including Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Humana. Visit OSFErgo.org to see and learn more.
Here's your ESPN three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Foggy conditions. Have the headlights on when you're out and about. We've got about 3/4 of a mile
okay.
of visibility.
Yeah. Okay.
That was like 0.75. We've got a high 47, down to 37 this evening, and a 60% chance of showers early, 30% chance of showers late. That carries into Saturday's forecast, high 44. Partly cloudy by Saturday night, low 28. Sunshine Sunday and a high 47. 45 with the fog on ESPN 93.5.
That's not what I wanted.
I was thinking, wow.
His birthday.
Did you know Mark's having a birthday today?
No, I didn't know that. There it is.
Yeah, there we go.
Baseball scene. Mark, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Stevie?
Who's your calendar for?
That's for myself, actually.
Good job. Okay, so you're a big Cardinal fan?
Oh, yeah.
And so what do the Cardinals still need to do?
I think we need some more bats.
I thought we needed...
And maybe some...
I thought we needed two guys. I wanted two guys. We got one. I really need one more. I don't know if it has to be Bryce Harper. Do you do Moustakas? Because I got Carpenter at third right now, but I don't know. I mean, Mike Claiborne said he's not sure Mike Carpenter fits on this team. What?
Yeah, I don't want to get rid of Carpenter.
Okay. Because he can't throw.
Yes.
But he does hit. Okay. Enjoy your shiny new calendar, Mark, and have a great Christmas, my friend.
All right, thanks, Stevie.
You betcha. Hey, Jimmy, how are you? You there?
I'm here.
Congratulations. You win a Cardinal calendar. So is it for you?
Of course.
These are beautiful, man. They got these glossy pictures. Used to be, I don't know if you remember the day, Jim, when they had big old Budweiser beer bottles in the picture.
Yes.
they don't have those anymore. They just have pictures.
No, I wasn't. I won one last year, and I love it.
Well, you enjoy 2019, my friend. What do the Cardinals need to do?
Well, I think we need to strengthen our bullpen and get some pitching.
Yep.
We also could use another bat, of course.
Yeah.
But I think that's our two biggest things.
Gotcha. Well, Jim, you enjoy this. We'll see you when you come get it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy. Andy.
Stevie, good morning.
You're on a bus?
What's that?
No, for my Cub card trip bus.
Oh, you're a Cub fan on the Diane bus.
Me?
I think he's a Cardinal fan.
No.
Sorry, buddy. That was offensive.
Stop getting insulting now.
That was very offensive, and I apologize profusely.
Yeah.
It's okay.
All right, so what do the Cardinals need to do, Andy?
Well, I think they need to shore up the bullpen, and bottom line, they need to win. It'll be interesting to see what they do without the secret weapon this year, too.
Who's the secret weapon?
Jose Oquendo.
Oh, that's right. He left. Yeah, I like
the third base coach.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point, Andy. I forgot all about it. I was really thrilled about Paul Goldschmidt, though.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. I think it was a great move.
Yeah, they'll probably sneak in, have Harper signed by Monday. That'll be good news.
Well, that's a lot of money. I don't know if they want to spend that much.
It doesn't affect you and me, buddy. We have to pay more for the nachos. That's about it.
Well, yeah, true.
Hey, Andy, enjoy your Cardinal calendar.
Thanks, Stevie. Hey, I got one from you last year, and I really enjoyed it.
You bet. I'm glad you enjoy it, my friend. Thank you for listening. Carol, how are you?
Hi. My grandson is getting on the phone now.
Oh, cool. Is your grandson the Cardinal fan, or are you the Cardinal fan?
Yes, he's the Cardinal fan.
Is he on the phone?
Go ahead, Caleb.
Hi.
Hey, Caleb, how old are you?
I'm 12.
And a big Cardinal fan?
Yeah.
You happy about Paul Goldschmidt?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Anybody else you want the Cardinals to sign? Maybe we can call the Cardinals and tell
maybe
them.
Bryce Harper, but
yeah.
I think he's with the Cubs, maybe.
Ooh, ouch. So how do you deal with your friends who are both Cardinal and Cub fans? You're just really good about it?
I guess.
Attaboy. Where do you go to school?
CBCA in Urbana.
Awesome. Well, hey, I got a shiny, brand-new calendar because your grandma's so kind to get you on the line, Caleb. You have a great day at school and enjoy this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice boy.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon.
Hey, Stevie.
What do the Cardinals need to do?
Well, if Paul Goldschmidt had more years, I'd be all right without Bryce Harper, but I think you got to have a plan in case Goldschmidt leaves, so I think Harper's the future.
Well, and here's
and if you sign him, you can extend both.
Here's the question. If you have Bryce Harper and you pay him $40 million a year, how does that affect the rest of the team who are getting 12? Does that make them mad? Do they care? Are they happy he raised the boat for everybody? And does Bryce Harper pay it back in attendance, in merchandise? It's hard to kind of rate a brand. Is he that good? I mean, you've got to weigh all that stuff. I mean, he'll be under pressure to really deliver for his new team. But I think, you know, as far as the money, people talk about the money. I don't really care about the money because it really doesn't bother me.
Bill DeWitt's got all the money in the world.
Yeah, and if you want to build excitement, do you know what the ticket sales would do if you sign Bryce Harper Monday? Holy cow.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, good luck getting a ticket in St. Louis.
You throw in Goldschmidt and Harper, I mean.
Oh.
The Cubs will be a little nervous.
Oh, boy. And if they said ticket prices for that really nice seat you like went from 65 to 75, would you care?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'd probably pay 100.
Bam, there you go. There you go, anecdotal, but we'll take it. All right, buddy, you enjoy your Cardinal calendar.
Thanks, Stevie.
Thanks, buddy. Wally.
Hey, how are you doing, Stevie?
I love our Cola Purple Riders.
Yeah.
We love them.
I love them. Appreciate the 3-pack of tickets we won from you last year, too.
Oh,
so that
good.
Was kind of cool.
Super.
So.
Well, you got a shiny new Cardinal calendar this year.
Excellent.
I'm
going to give it to my wife for Christmas. She'll appreciate it. It'll be right on the door.
Nice.
So.
Well, that'll be exciting, and she'll just think of you all darn year.
I know.
Hey, buddy, thanks for calling. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
All right. You bet. Opening up the Cardinal calendar vault for you at 359-2255. A few more here. Julie!
Yeah!
Who's it for?
It's not for me. It's for my husband, Die Hard.
Well, you're a wonderful wife, Julie, to be on hold.
I am.
And hang in there for your husband. What do you got going today?
I will, because it's house divided. I'm Cubs, he's Cardinals.
Well, you are an ultra-mature, wonderful woman. Look at you. Come on.
We got 11. So.
How many years have you been married?
30-something.
You are awesome. And any kids?
Two.
That's awesome. How old are they?
One Cardinal fan, one Cub fan.
What are you going to do? You know, it's a genetic thingy. You've just kind of, some got dark hair, some got lighter hair. That's how it works.
I know. Our house is pretty interesting around baseball season.
You got blue and red going on, Julie. You enjoyed this Cardinal calendar. Your husband will give you a big hug because you're so darn nice.
Oh, thank you for the calendar so I can give it to him for a Christmas present.
You just come by. We'll see you in a bit. But way to go, Julie. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
How does that happen? Cubs and Cardinals kind of split down the middle now.
Yeah, that happened.
All right, two more. Annette, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Stevie. This is great.
Hey, your son's going to be fired up. How old's your son?
My son is 27, lives in Kansas City, so he's kind of outnumbered out there.
I was going to say the Royals are kind of the team in Kansas City, aren't they?
I know.
Well,
and he's a Illini fan, too. So
man, that's awesome.
He's definitely outnumbered out there.
What does he do out in Kansas City?
He works for Bartlett Grain Company.
Nice.
So.
That's a good agriculture man. That's awesome. That's
fantastic.
Hey, Annette, you enjoy this brand-new Cardinal calendar.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. One more last one. Angela, you win a calendar.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning, guys.
Hey, who's it for?
It's actually from my friend Ashley's husband, Lee. He is a diehard Cardinal fan.
And how good are you to be a friend like that, to stay on hold and hang in there till you got one? Good going, Angela. You're a winner.
Yeah, well, thanks, you guys. I surely appreciate it.
Well, thank you for listening. You have a great rest of your day.
Have a good one.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas. Angela wins. So there you go. Cardinal calendar vault open. We'll do it again on Monday or Tuesday. We'll do this again and give you a chance because, obviously, these are great little gifts. And people love them, and they're beautiful. I always love going through them. But I vividly remember the Budweiser beer bottle next to the Willie McGee picture.
Yeah,
you know?
They've kind of phased out the promotional.
They don't have any beer bottles on them anymore. It's really, really classy. Plus, in the middle of these calendars, they got 4 or 5 pages of coupons.
Yeah, if you go down to
St. Louis, you have a lot of stuff you can save on. And it's, I think it's, they're $20 if you go to cardinals.com. I think you can buy your own, but why not win some?
Exactly.
7:44, going to check your sports headlines. We're all a little heartbroken this morning because the Illini volleyball team looked like they had this thing up 2-0. I'll be darned if Nebraska, the defending champions, come back and win 3 straight on us. Ooh, that was tough. Details next. We are on the radio every month just saying thank you. And this month's Champaign County investigator from the Sheriff's Department is Dwayne Rolfs. How did you start in law enforcement?
Out of high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. So, of course, I went to college and had to pick a degree. And I was trying to find something interesting. And it was criminal justice that stood out. So I had an opportunity to, while I was in school, to also get a part-time job in the field working at the Juvenile Detention Center in Champaign County here. So that was a good way to get a start.
And so you worked early on through college in the area. And so, and you liked it?
Yep, and that was a great opportunity to get involved in the field itself, testing at different agencies to get hired. It's very competitive everywhere to get that job, and it helped, I think. So then I eventually got offered a job. So
how long have you been with the county?
Total, probably 26 years, I think, total.
I started patrol, all that stuff?
Yes.
Squad car, moving around, okay.
Yeah, I did 6 years in a squad car, and the last 18 have been in investigation. So, yeah, been a long time.
And
a lot of changes.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK to
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Trane heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at LandsInc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
The inventory liquidation sale is on at Christopher & Company Jewelers. Save up to 60% off store-wide. Lois and Christopher are changing the way they do business and going back to their roots of custom design and repair. But first, their entire inventory must be liquidated, and that means great deals for everyone. Absolutely everything has been priced for immediate liquidation. All must go. Nothing held back. Christopher & Company Jewelers is becoming Christopher & Company Custom Designs. But first, this store must be cleared. Save up to 60% off store-wide. All inventory to be closed out. Downtown Champaign.
ServPro of Champaign is proud to announce the purchase of Piatt and DeWitt counties. David and Susan McGuire took ownership of the new territory in September. Cities being served include Clinton, Bemet, Monticello, and Mahomet. The McGuires are excited to expand the ServPro brand, a leader in the restoration industry across Piatt and DeWitt counties. The McGuires opened up their first ServPro in 1990 in the Champaign area. Within a few short years, additional franchises have opened to serve Vermilion, Edgar, Clark, Moultrie,
and Douglas counties. Serve Prof Champagne looks forward to serving the new communities as they move into 2019.
All right, 7:47 on this Friday morning. I am Stevie J. Diane Dizzy with sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
Illini wrapping their season at 32-4. An amazing season, though, and what an accomplishment to make it to the Final Four. Nebraska at 29-6 moves on to face Stanford, and of course, that's Kevin Hambley's team.
And so. I don't care if they're Big Ten. I'm rooting for Stanford. I like that's Kevin right. Hambley. Nebraska beat me. I hope they get swept. I'm sorry. It's still a bad sport.
And in case you missed it, boy, we were strong in the first two games, 25-22, 25-16. And then they fought back in the third game, 25-23. Oh, that's where we could have had it.
We haven't had three service errors in a row. All year. There's no way. It was just tight. It was tough. It was pressure. It was, listen, we served the first two games. I mean, that we were, wow, we were great.
Yeah.
It was very, very impressive, and what a run. I thought we were going to get this thing done.
Right.
So.
25-20 was the fourth game, and then 15-11, and that game was tied up at 13 apiece, wasn't it? Or was it 12?
It was 12-12, and
they
had this,
like,
went to the video board.
Delay, and
they like, determined Ali Bastinelli's finger was touched by the ball. I don't think it was conclusive.
I don't either.
I don't think it should have been
and the
switched.
The announcer was saying, this has to be, you know, 100%.
And it wasn't. There's no way to conclusively know. And then it could 12-12 is different than 13-11 going to 15.
That's right.
For sure.
And Jacqueline Quaid, what a game, with career high 28 kills.
She was so good at the net. Now, good news is she has a room to improve.
Yes.
On the service, she's not great on the back, but you know what? She is so gifted, and she's got vertical. She's got game. There's going to be a lot of good volleyball players on the team for us. There are going to be a lot of seniors, I think.
Beth Prince had 10 kills. Yeah. Megan Cooney, 7. Ali Bastinelli was 6.
I mean, Ashton was really, really good, too. I mean, she's the middle. I'm telling you, kind of because we got to sit behind the bench, I kind of got into volleyball a little bit. It's so cool.
And there's a welcome back coming your way on Sunday at 1.
Right.
So if you want to come on out in your orange and blue to Huff Hall, love to see you. It was the same with the Chiefs. They started out real strong, and then at the end, it was the L.A. Chargers on top in NFL action last night, 29-28. Dallas is in Indy, but to me, all eyes are on the Bears hosting the Packers on Sunday.
I'll be shocked if the Packers win that game. I think the Bears are poised. They want revenge after that loss at Lambeau, first game of the year, and the Bears are better.
That's right. NHL action tonight. Colorado is at St. Louis. Winnipeg is at Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. There's been some games in Mexico last night. Orlando over the Bulls, 97-91. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay, ESPN 93.5. If you would like to go see a fabulous car dealership, it's Honda BMW. Talk about them every day. They're a Honda President's Award winner. What Ben Quattrone and his team have done in the last 5 years with that dealer is amazing. It is remarkable. They are in the top 10% of Honda dealers in the United States, and I believe they're bottom 10% when they bought it. That's a big ascension.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every day, they've got to hold it. That's your pressure now. So you go in, you got to be nice to everybody. I mean, I go in, not everybody knows me. And they come up and say, yes, sir, how can I help you, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Well, thank you very much. You got a filet mignon ready? Medium rare, a little mashed potatoes on the side? Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. That Beamer side, I mean, if you've not ever test-driven a BMW, it might be worth your test drive.
Oh, it just grips the road.
Mm, they are amazing machines, and you might be surprised at what you can get into some of those for. Anyway, go see Ben Quattrone, again, a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They want you to be a customer for life. Stop by today off Neil at Burwash in Savoy or online at drivechampagne.com. And weather from the National Weather Service.
Starting out foggy and misty, as you can tell this morning. The visibility at 3/4 of a mile. We've got a high of 46 down to 36 this evening. A 30% shot at showers. That carries into Saturday morning. High 44 expected tomorrow down to 28. Partly cloudy by Saturday night. Sunny on Sunday with a high 47. And inside 40 Monday and Tuesday with the sunshine. I love it. Temperatures currently at 45. ESPN 93.5.
All right, so here's a question, and I'm very sincere. And if you would please text in 359-2255 so you see this gift when somebody dear gave that to you, but you already have it. Is it wrong to re-gift in that situation? And why do we feel like it's real bad to do that? I mean, you've got one. You got another one. Don't need two.
May I suggest if you do re-gift to take the card out of the bottom of the bottle of wine and in case you...
Well, certainly it is crass to not remove the dear Steve.
Oops.
Yeah, that, you got to make sure you purge all of that.
At least it was Ashmo in that, for instance.
She's like, really, Deuce? This is my going away gift?
You probably need to remove the card that says Dear Diane.
Exactly.
But otherwise, if you just give it a kind of a sweep and make sure that it's no markings or what is wrong with it?
I think it's totally fine.
Diane thinks it's fine. Is it okay or is it just not the right thing to do? Should it be something you... I mean, is it bad to resell it on eBay?
I mean, you got to make sure that you're not in that circle of friends and they're like, oh, I gave you that bottle of wine.
Okay.
You know,
or something they can see on eBay and you're selling it.
Right.
Okay, I get that.
So...
But if you have a teacher that could use this, is it so wrong? Is it so wrong? Your thoughts on regifting? Yes, no. I'm sure it's not. I don't know what the etiquette, if there is an etiquette thing anymore. I mean, do we have etiquette much anymore?
I know. A text in saying donate to charity, perhaps.
But what's wrong with giving a brand new something you already
have
to somebody else? Donate to charity, is that better than giving it to the person that would enjoy it, or just charity because you know that somebody less fortunate will receive this gift that was so intended and given with dear heart to you? 359-2255.
Oh, you put it that way.
Well, I mean, you know, people, there are still quite a few people that think about you and take time and park and go in and spend.
You're right.
And they thought about this, and they're excited you're excited, and then you're going to be excited, right? You're always excited.
Sure.
Because somebody thought of you.
Yeah.
Is it so wrong making sure you take the card that says you on it, and if it's a book and it says Dear Stephen, there you can't do it. You just can't. You can't tear the page out.
That's
bad form. Now, there's some limits.
Exactly.
Where you can't magic marker things.
Mm-hmm.
Magic marker and duct tape should not be illegal.
That's right.
Absolutely not legal in regifting. Any thoughts on that? The person says, "What, donate to charity?"
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll mention this here coming up. If you have any thoughts, 359-2255. Is it really wrong? Regifting. Back in a moment. News is next. Here-